Morning. Senator, please come to order. Members, please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 16 members present. Senators Davis, Dyson, Guess, and Seekins are excused.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Pastor Robert Sherwood of the Church of the Nazarene.
Thank you. Let us pray. Thank you for the precious gift that you've given to these senators and this staff. Thank you for the precious gift and the fragile gift of life and the gift of consciousness. We might stand in this chamber and address the speaker and find ourselves cut down by a stroke in mid-sentence, not able to speak again. Or we might pass out the doors of this chamber, feel a tremendous pressure in our chest, and collapse in the hallway, the victim of a massive heart attack. How will we be remembered? Will our lives reflect the words of the prophet? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Or will we appear like Peppermint Patty when she presented her teacher with a vase of good intentions, with our pockets full of round tuets? Give vases of deep red or yellow roses to those you love and appreciate while you can. Give the gift of kindness while you may. Let us realize afresh that it is in giving that we receive, and with Augustine, that it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. This may be the only day, the only season, that you are given. With respect to all faith and in the resurrected name of Jesus, amen.
Senator French, please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st legislative days.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. That brings us to introduction of guests. Do we have a guest for introduction? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe I have some students down here with a close-up program from Tuntutuliak on the Kuskokwim. Please arise as I say your names. I have two students and a teacher, two eighth graders, Jason Bavala, Tasha Frank, and their teacher, Nicole Storm.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. We have further guests for introduction. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have a close-up student that's here in the Grow Gallery. From Buckland, we have Karen Stocker, whose grandfather is actually Johnson Stocker, one of the best reindeer herders that I've ever met in the hundreds of reindeer herders that I've seen. So let's welcome Karen Stocker this morning from Buckland.
Okay, further guests for introduction? We stand at ease for a moment. Please come back to order. We were under introduction of guests. We have further guests for introduction. Senator Terrio.
Yes, Mr. President. I have students from two schools in the gallery today. If you'd help me, and if I could have them stand up as I introduce them. From North Pole, we have Panika Ellis, Lori Geyer, Christina Seidel, Ashley Stowe, and Jesse Nivens. And then from Valdez visiting us today, we have Cole Beck, Carolis Moore, Maria Koschelski, probably mispronouncing that, and since I have a difficult name, I appreciate her pain. Alexandra Wegner, Bobby Zulz, Shelby Sailors, Stephanie Garmini, Josh Tucker, and Stacy McAllister. If you'd help me welcome them to the chambers today.
Thank you. Welcome to Juneau. Do we have any further guests for introduction? Seeing none, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Message from the House.
Message dated January 28th, stating the House has passed the following and it is transmitted for consideration. CS for House Joint Resolution Number 4, Resources Amended, urging the United States Congress to pass legislation to open the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Alaska, to oil and gas exploration, development, and production.
That joint resolution will be referred to the Rules Committee to meet up with joint resolution, Senate Joint Resolution Number 2,
which is identical. I have no further messages from the House.
Thank you. It brings us to communications.
The following reports have been received. Alaska Railroad Corporation, special report to the State of Alaska Legislature and Administration, January 2005. Notification of availability for the annual state loan report, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, in accordance with AS 3705035 and AS 1610350B. 2004 annual report of fisheries enhancement loan and extensions, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, in accordance with AS 1610510 11. Report of the 2005 Alaska Minerals Commission, Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, in accordance with AS 4433431. Those are all the communications.
Thank you. Brings us to reports of standing committees.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 42, Naturopathic Medicine Task Force. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing DuPass, Senator Bundy Chair, Senator Seekins, Ben Stevens, signing no recommendation, Senator Ellis. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee.
That bill has been referred out of Labor and Commerce with a zero fiscal note. Therefore, the Finance referral will be removed and be advanced on to the Rules Committee.
I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
I have no special committee reports.
Introductions of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 85 by Senator Seekins. An act repealing the ban on the use of certain off-road vehicles within 5 miles of the right-of-way of the James Dalton Highway and providing for an effective date.
The bill will be referred to the Transportation and Resource Committee.
Senate Bill Number 86 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the liability of the state and municipalities for attorney fees in certain civil actions and appeals and providing for an effective date.
The bill will be referred to the Community and Regional Affairs Committee and the Judiciary Committee.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. That brings us to the consideration of daily calendar, and we have a zero calendar. So that brings us to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business today before the body? Senator Wilkin?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to a call, Friday, February 4th, afternoon plain time, to Monday morning, February 7th, for personal business.
Without objection, Senator Wilkin will be excused on those dates. Senator Cowdery?
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Thursday, February 3rd, 1 p.m. through Sunday, February 6th, plain time.
Without objection, Senator Cowdery, be excused on those dates. Do we have further unfinished business before the body? Seeing none, brings us to announcements. Do we have announcements today? Senator Bundy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow's Labor and Commerce Committee meeting that was scheduled for 1:30 will be canceled, and we will take up the bills that were scheduled for that meeting on the 8th of February.
Thank you for that notice. Do we have further announcements? Seeing none, brings us to special orders. Do we have special orders today? Seeing none, Senator Gary Stevens.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Wednesday, February 2nd.
Without objection, we'll be adjourned until 11 a.m. Wednesday, February the 2nd.